Hey, Shavat, Friday, 15th of January, Rabbi David Zahn, Zocher es Hayom Hazeh.
What is Shavat Eichem and Israel? Lovely to be back, especially for Shabbos. Zocher es Hayom Hazeh. Pasuk says, Hayom Moshe Ra'om. The Pashim reached the climax of the whole Shibud Mitzrayim, the day of the Yitzhiyah. Hayayim Atam Yitzhiyah, the Pasuk says, Hayayim Atam Yitzhiyah, the Chodesh Aviv. And Rashi learns, Zohar Esayim Azeh. From here we learn, Lomad, Shemaskirim Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim B'chol Yoyim. From here comes the mitzvah de'aisa of mentioning Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Alekhem Hashem Yitzhiyah Eschem Mitzrayim Yisachem Alekhem twice a day, the mitzvah to be maskir Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. And it's learned from this pasuk, Zohar Esayim Azeh. What is the essence of the mitzvah of Zechiyah Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim? Everybody knows, as the Ramban is already marich at the end of the Pasha, it is the Yisoidus Ho'emunah, the Yisoidus of Yiddishkeit, are derived from what took place in Mitzrayim. The Esemakas, how the Mershon controls the Bria, all aspects of the Bria. In fact, the Mefarshim explain, the Malbim, the Kliyoka, Rabbi Yehuda Hayanoisim Mahem Simonim, Dutzach Adash Ba'achav. So, saying that, God, Rabbi Yehuda is a simonim, so everyone wonders, what's Rabbi Yehuda want? He didn't have enough wine to. So, some say, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh HaMadabrim B'chol Mokim, he was always the chairman. So, the chairman has to speak short. So, he said, don't svajay, can you murder the Tzach Adach Machab? But what did Rabbi Yehuda want? And they said, simonim. So, Mefarshim explained that the Ramban says, there were three main Yisoidus for Emunah which are derived, which we see from the Psukim, from the Esemakis. Ani Hashem, which is I am the Bunch of Dora Bunish Lailam, Ani Hashem the care of ours, Ashgocha Protis, ain't Komoni because there's no other power in the Bria, there's no other power. And Rabbi Yehuda, I know Simonim, Rabbi Yehuda says each of the group of Makkas taught a different Yisoidu Emunah. Ani Hashem is the Tzach Dom, the Yo'er was the Avedazor of Mitzrayim, and the Bunch was Makkah the Yo'er, etc. Adash is Orav Deveshchin, Ashgocha Protis, Kevaris, he would go amongst the animals, he wouldn't be harmed, and Bachav ain't Komoni B'chol Aris, no other power in the Bria. So this is, and therefore the mitzvah of Zechiyah Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim is to reinforce our emunah in these three yisoidus, and which brings a person to being closer and to living his life by emunah. There's a story, a famous story told, Rabbi Saul Salanter used to travel around, and he was certain inn which he always used to say on his travels, and he came once to this inn. And he realized that the balabos, the innkeeper, somehow in his Yiddishkeit, it cooled off. It wasn't the same. It cooled off. So he said to them, what happened to you? Why, you know, you used to be a Rama, you used to be, well, what happened to you? So if I tell you the truth, I get a lot of people coming, staying here. And there was one fellow who came once, and he saw that I was being kind to him. He says, what are you doing this for? He says, it says in the Torah, you must be chazer. He took a shtick chazer, and he says, look, I'll eat it and nothing will happen. Fine, I'll eat it and nothing will happen. And he ate it and nothing happened. And you know, it had an erosion. It had an effect upon me. So Rav Saul didn't say anything. Later on, a few minutes later, the daughter of the innkeeper walked in. And she walked in with a musical instrument, a violin or something, with a musical instrument. And the innkeeper proudly told Rav Saul that my daughter is very proficient. She plays symphonies, whatever, Tchaikovsky, whatever. She's very good. So Rav Saul said, really? I'd like to hear. I can't believe it. Can she play something for me? So the innkeeper asked his daughter if she would mind playing a symphony. So she said, why? He said, because the rabbi doesn't believe that you can. She said, you know, I have here, she takes out from her case, I've got a diploma. It says here that I've passed all the various exams which attest to the fact that I'm capable of doing it. I don't have to play for every Tom, Dick and Harry will ask for it. Says the Ramban, the same thing is here. Says Reb Saul, said to the innkeeper, you think the Baruch Shem is Meshubba to make a moifas to every single Meshuggah who doesn't believe him? The Baruch Shem has got his ways and means, you know. So the Baruch Shem make it less now. Otherwise, you know, if I'm doing an Aveya, let something happen. The Baruch Shem doesn't have to show, Rebbeinu got his certificate, he sees Mitzrayim, the parrot, when he didn't listen, he got punished, when he stopped, when he just said he would listen, and then Rebbeinu stopped it, so Rebbeinu, I've got my certificate already, I don't need to show. The Kitzur, that's the mitzvah of Zechias, he sees Mitzrayim, to Mechazaka, Ani Hashem, Bekev Oretz, Ma'ik Lamayyid Chol Oretz. The question is, remember the day you left Mitzrayim, which is the makor, the source of the mitzvah of Zechias of Mitzrayim. What happened on the day they left Mitzrayim, on the 15th of Nisan? What nes took place? Zocher es kol asher nase b'Mitzrayim. Zocher es hayoyim hazeh. Remember the day you went. On the day you went up. Of course, remember the day you went up. That was the end. But you won't. What you say to swear muda, do you learn from the day they went? You went out. That's lacha kol amaisim. It's all over. And the Torah says it. And remember, the Torah repeats it. The Parshas Rei. Leman tisker es yom tzeischam esam kol mechayecha. See, now God, remember the day you went up. The day you went out. Remember that as well. That's an as well. But for the Torah to declare that the mitzvah of Zechias Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zocher Es Hayoyim Hazeh, the day you went out, it's very difficult to understand. This is what we need to understand. So the Pasuk says, when they actually went out, or they're preparing to go out, they took the dough before it rose, before it became chametz, with their bundles, and that's how they left Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, remember, there's a machlok is Rashi and Ramban. Why was it vayisa'om es betzeikei terem before it became chametz? So Ramban says a chiddush that even in Pesach Mitzrayim there was an issa bal yiroi. It's a big chiddush. There's a issa to have chomet. Like we know, we're not allowed to have chomets. So even then, before Matan Torah, there was an issa bal yiroya. Therefore, it had to be tearing it up. Had to make sure it didn't become chomets. As though it's up there, I'm bad. However, Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi says, "Tearing the chomets, hamitzrim loy hinicham lishois kedei chimutz." The mitzrim did not allow tais or time for the dough to rise. Therefore, they packed them out, and they just grabbed the matzah, grabbed the dough, and went. Didn't have time to rise. So, members, when you think about it, it's very difficult to understand. Because Makas Bechoras took place b'chatzi alayla, midnight. When did they leave Mitzrayim? Be'etzam ayoyim hazeh. Okay, so Makas Bechoras took place in Mitzrayim, and Klaifel lived in Goshen. But the Ramban says, very interestingly, Moshe and Aaron stayed overnight in Mitzrayim. They didn't go home to Goshen. They knew Paro would be looking for them in the middle of the night. They wanted to make it a bit more convenient, very kindly make it more convenient for him. So they stayed in Mitzrayim overnight. Because Paro will go, Paro in pajama, etc. Paro will go looking, and you'll find them in Mitzrayim. Okay. So, Chasiya Laila, Makas Bocheris. So Paro goes out, hey, where's Moshe and Aaron? Looks at Moshe and Aaron, finds him, takes him half an hour, quarter of an hour, and it takes him a bit of time. Now, what are Moshe and Aaron? They go off to Goshen. How long does it take to get to Mitzrayim to Goshen? But you know, there are Aaron quotes opinions that says that Klaus actually left. They left to Ramses already by night. The Rabban disagrees because he says Atam Leisaisu Ish Pesach Adaloyla. You know that. But the Rabban quotes, there are opinions that they actually left their homes. They didn't leave Mitzrayim, but they left their homes, left Goshen, and they all gathered in Ramses. And then the next morning they went from Ramses to Kaisa. They left their homes already by night. So there was obviously enough time for Moshe Aaron to get back to Goshen, tell everyone to pack up, we're off, in the night. So Moshe got to go on 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. They left by Etzer Yimazeh. Why was there no time for the dough to rise? What was the problem? Why was there no time for the dough to rise? Pilipploy. So I remember, when I, many, many years ago, I was a little boy, well, not so little perhaps, I used to ask my father's kasha by the seders. Why was there no time? I could never know. Why was there no time for the dough to rise? What was the problem? What was the problem? So many years later I found, and the Maharal himself asked the question, the Maharal in Gurariya. And the Maharal says an amazing thing. It says like this, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivev Ezeh, the Bershom brought this about, Shlo Yachmitzu Isosam, the Bershom made the dough should not rise. V'yemaru L'shalchom, So therefore, what's going to happen? Moshe and Aaron come in the middle of the night and say, we're off. So everyone starts packing. And of course, the ladies get busy with the flour and the water and start making a dough. And they put the dough next to the oven, ready to put the dough when it rises, put it in the oven. But the Moshe made the dough when it didn't rise. Kedei sheyiru Yisrael is yodei hachazaka. In order, Klal Yisrael should feel the yad chazaka. We'll see what that means. Kedei she, it shouldn't be, says the Maral, a situation where the Boshim has brought the Mitzrayim to their knees. They're prepared to let Klal Yisrael go. And now, Klal Yisrael will go. We'll go when we're ready to go. No, the Boshim does not want that. The Boshim wants they should leave under pressure. They should leave. They should leave under pressure. This is what the Maral says. Pilatloim. If the dough would have risen normally, it takes 18 minutes for dough to rise, you all know. If the dough would have risen normally, then they would have left leisurely in a leisurely way. The Mitzrayim wouldn't need to drive them out. Wouldn't have been felt the Yad Chazaka. It was a nest. A new nest. We've learned, the Maral teaches us that there's a new nest here. And the dough didn't rise. Hakoylu besibas Hashem yizborach ha-mesab bezeh v'idia oysal koydem. They shouldn't think it just happened, as if they might say, well, we'll go when we're ready and it's just happening. No, they can see everything is under direct control of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So he says, that's the pshat we say in the Haggadah. So he says, what does that mean? Till the Bershom revealed himself and redeemed them. When did Bershom reveal it? On Leil Tezvav, he revealed himself. We don't say anything. Back as Mechiras, he revealed himself. By the Makkas, he revealed himself. But when they left, what does it mean? Ad shenigla aleim melech malcha alochim hakadosh baruch hu v'goalom. Zog the Maral. You know what it was nigla aleim? Because the dough didn't rise. That was the Roshan performing a nes. Why did he perform this nes? But this is the violence against the pshat. The pshat is the dough didn't rise. Ad shenigla aleim melech malcha alochim. Which means the situation which is brought about. The Klaisol didn't just leave Mitzrayim, they were driven out of Mitzrayim. The Bershom brought about this situation. And that was how the Bershom revealed himself in this way. They didn't leave Mitzrayim in a normal, leisurely fashion. They left, they were driven out. And Bemis, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said right at the very beginning. He spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Makkas Bechiras, he said, he'll drive you out. You'll get driven out. So this is what the Moshe said. This is what's going to happen. You're not going to leave Mitzrayim in a leisurely way. You're going to be driven out of Mitzrayim. Charles, why? What was it all about? Maybe the pshat we could say is like this. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zochras Eim Azeh, we mekayim twice a day, we mekayim in Krishma. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Yos Lochem Lelokim. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Shail is Azoy, in fact, the Biskarov, that the mitzvah of Krishma is the mitzvah of Kabbalos El Machu Shemaim. We know Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Kabbalos Teir, Kabbalos El Machu Shemaim, Kabbalos Mitzvahs, etc. The mitzvah of Zechiah Sisiyas Mitzrayim is the mitzvah of Bimachazik Emunah. Why do you put the two together? There's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Ol Machu Shamayim, and there's a mitzvah of Emunah. One of the mitzvahs, the Tariq mitzvah, the mitzvah of Emunah, Mechazik Zayin in Emunah. So why did the Torah make that the two mitzvahs are combined? You mix one with the other. There should be a separate thing. You know, like with Kamal and Machshemayim, fine, full stop. Then on another occasion, another point. Why as they affect the Biskarov? There's the Biskarov because the two mitzvahs are inseparable: the mitzvah of Emunah and the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Machu Shemayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Chiyas Mitzrayim. Liyos Lochem Lelukim, which is Kabbalas Ol Machu Shemayim. Emuna, it's simple when you think about it. The mitzvah of Emuna, if you're a ma'amin and you believe Ani Hashem b'kevaretz, ein kamei b'chalaretz, that there's no other power in the Bria, there's Hashgacha Pratis, then you understand that if the Moshe controls everything, that you have to do what the Moshe wants. Li Ani Hashem alekeichem, ashe tzisi eschem be'eretz v'tzayim, li yoyis lachem alekim. That's what it's all about. The mitzvah of Emuna leads to Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Therefore, the two go together. Azay Zok the Biskarov. If so, I think we can understand that the Bnei Shalom wanted the Klal Yisrael should leave under pressure, as the Maharal explains. Why did Moshe want the Klal should leave under pressure, and Moshe created those circumstances that this would happen, the dove wouldn't rise, they'd get driven out of Mitzrayim? Because the Moshe wanted that, until now you are Avdei Paro. Zacharta ki Eved Hayisa b'Mitzrayim, Akein Anichim Mitzavta Es Adov Azeh. You're going from Avdei Paro, but you're not becoming a Ben Chayna now. You're free, you're Avdei Hashem. Now you have to do what I want you to do. You have to do, of course, we want to do what the Moshe wants us to do. But at the end of the day, Im Kavodim, Im Kavodim, Im Kavodim Rachabeinu, Kavodim L'Choyinu Sviyos. We're Avodim of the Bnei Shalom. Therefore, the Moshe, right from the word go, this is the emergence of Klal Yisrael as Am Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim. It has to be clarified to them. They have to feel the chizik out of the Bnei Shalom. It's all very well learning the Yisodos HaEmunah and in Hashkafa, Ani Hashem b'kev ha'aretz, Ein kamei b'chol ha'aretz. But if you have the Emunah, you don't put it into practice, then what's your Emunah? The Bnei Shalom, you have to. I want you to feel that now you've learned the Yisodos HaEmunah, you have to translate it into practice to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim. And the beginning of the Kabbalas Oil is that you're not free to do what you want. That you want to leave Mitzrayim when you're ready, you'll leave when I tell you to go. Right. And therefore, the Bnei Shalom created circumstances whereby they felt that. That's Bemis the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki b'chayzik yad heiti Hashem Mitzrayim. What do they mean? So normally, b'chayzik yad means referring to the esemakis. B'chayzik yad. The Maharal says no. The chayzik yad in which they left means the pressure under which they left Mitzrayim. That was the chayzik yad. You have to feel the chayzik yad that you are compelled. You are mukhrach. You have to feel. Of course, you have to want to, but you have to know the bottom line is Ayid is a mukhrach. Ayid has to do what Ayid has to. Ayid is an eved. So therefore, zok the pasuk. Remember the day you left Mitzrayim. Why? Remember only the day. We ask the question, why the day? Remember the the day is nothing. The day is just the culmination of all that took place in Mitzrayim. Remember all the esemakis. That's what you have to remember. The answer is, if you remember the esemakis, you learn all the Yisodos HaEmunah, all the Hashkafas, Mamish Gevaldi, you see the Moshe is a balabos and the Bria makes water into blood and everything Moshe did. But you forget the lesson of the Yom Tezvav Nissan, that Ikachosim and Asefi, you've missed the boat. You know, they say with an expression, he's a Jew at heart. He's a Jew at heart. He's got the Yiddish hearts. Yeah, maybe. Oh, but the Torah is saying a Jew at heart is something, but that's not it. The ikah is zochre es hayeim azeh. You have to remember that the teitzah of everything is ani Hashem alekeichem. Hashem says he eschem es liyos lachem lelekim. The liyos lachem lelekim. That's where the dogish has to be. That the teitzah, the lesson to be learned from all of this is kabbalas ma'afu shemayim. Because how can it be otherwise? If ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz, how can it be otherwise? You find the same lesson. And another Chazal. Chazal, Sheitz and Pasuk, Mishchu, Yedeich, Mishchu, Ukhu Lachem, Tzoyin La Pesach. Pasuk says. Chazal says, Rashi brings it, Mishchu, Yedeichem, Avodah Zara, Ukhu, Tzoyin La Pesach. Stop your Avodah Zara. When was this told to Klal Yisrael? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ech, Vashteyn. Klal Yisrael have seen 9 Makkos. Are we seriously meant to understand that after 9 Makkas, they're still worshipping Avodah Zarah? After 9 Makkas, they're still doing Avodah Zarah? Surely, after Dom Svadeh, Kinim Arv, Devish, Kinim Bar, Abba, Cheshach, they were still doing Avodah Zarah. But the Shvetz of Hashem, difficult to understand. And maybe the Pshat is like this. I'll dare what we've been saying. You know, it's Yadua, the Chazvish, the Sefer Emunah, Bitochen. what's the emunah, what's so the Chazanish explains what's the emunah and what's bitachon. It's the same thing. Emunah is bitachon. You have to have emunah. You have to have bitachon. He says pasha. So the pshat is emunah is the hashkafa. You have to know the animal, what you're meant to be believing. Bitachon is putting the emunah into practice. Living tzadik be'emunasa yichya. Living, putting it into practice. The Baruch told Klal Yisrael, take a seh, mishchu uchu lachem tzoyin la Pesach. The seh is avodah zarah Mitzrayim. So remember, Moshe Rabbeinu said already before, hem nizbach es tevas Mitzrayim leidem lo yiskelunu. It's takonis nefashos. You take a seh, the lamb, they'll go ballistic, the Mitzrayim. You take the avodah zarah, shekin avodah zarah, no, take it, roast it whole, everyone should see it's a lamb, they shouldn't mistake it for anything else, make sure it's the whole of Mitzrayim. It's a terrifying thing to do. It's only a terrifying thing to do if you haven't clarified to yourself the Yisraelis for Emunah. But if you're holding out after 9 Makkos, and you can see the Yichayos of the Baruch Shalom, you've learnt all the Yisraelis for Emunah, if you've internalized it, and you're prepared to live your life based on the Yisraelis for Emunah, then what's the problem? There's no other power in Eikamayi B'chalayis. There's no other power in the Bria. Nothing can hurt a person without the will of the Rabbeinu Shleilu. So if so, bringing the Seh is the test of Klal Yisrael. Have they internalized their emunah? Can you act upon your beliefs? Can you act? You've learned to, and you say you're Maminim, or they are Maminim, but to put it, there's one thing to say you believe it. It's easy to preach it. It's easy to give a shiur about it. But you have to live it. That's each one for himself. If you know that you're able to do this, you have to live it. So the Bereishis said, "Mishchu urchulochem tzayin la Pesach." If you can't do it, if you feel you have misgivings about it, you find it's difficult to do, then mishri dechem avodah zarah. Even if you aren't actually worshiping avodah zarah, but you're still in some way connected, because if you feel that it's dangerous, it means what are you saying? You're saying, well, there are other powers in the Bria. The Bereishis says, I should do it, but what will be, what about the Mitzrayim? So if so, till you've demonstrated that you can act according to your beliefs, then you haven't separated yourself from Avodah Zarah. You've got to completely withdraw from Avodah Zarah. There's no other power in the Bria. Because at the end of the day, Ani Hashem Aleikechem Hashem Seisi Esrem Liyos Lachem Lelekim. The Yisraelis for Amunah, which a person has to lead to a fulfillment of the Bereishis Rotzon of Kabbalas Amachu Shemaim. Tzadik Bebunosa Yichya. A tzadik lives with his Amunah. He lives his Amunah. He doesn't just believe it. As I say, it's easy to preach. But Afled Moshe Bashtay, we have to aspire to do what we can. But this is what the Torah is teaching us. This lesson brought home to me vividly by a story. I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I said over the story here 7 years ago. And everyone who remembers, I'll stop and say something else. But I once heard the Shem Rav Abadzichayin Levach. He said, he's talking about Rabbonim repeating the things which he said before. He said, a Dvar Halacha, you can do after 6 months. A Dvar God, you have to wait a year. A story, you have to wait plenty of time. But I think maybe 7 years is a bit of a year. This story actually was first printed, the source, printed when the Kalatoya, I think Tovshin Nun Test, they brought out a supplement on the outside of Rav Shom Shadran Zichayin Levach. I think Rabbi Crow's got it in his books as well already by now, but it appeared there before Rabbi Crow's book. So, not that I don't read Rabbi Crow's book, I have to say, but still, it's all there in the clutter. So, Brent and Dotna Maisazai. So, Rabbi Shalom said over this Maisa, he said he was once called to give a hesped in Shiva's Isri Chadera for a young bacher who went swimming on Friday afternoon. He used to go not far from Haifa to the Kasha Beach and went to Haifa, and Le'alenu, he didn't return, he got drowned Le'alenu on Friday afternoon. And it was a big question by the family, because this bacher apparently at Lechatchila been in some different type of secular moisad, hadn't been in a yeshiva, and he was mitchazek, he became frum, and the family weren't with him, but he transferred to a yeshiva, and he was doing very well, and it was a huge question by the family, because he used to go there before he went to yeshiva, and now he became a yeshiva bacher, came a ben Torah, and this is what happened. They couldn't swallow it. It was difficult for them to swallow. So it was the whole hesped. And by this hesped spoke Rav Shalom Shvadron, the last speaker, always he always speak last. And then the Rav Yerushalayim, Basal Jolti, was also one of the speakers. So when Rav Shalom got up to speak, so he got up and he said, I'm reminded of a story which he knew, which had happened to the father-in-law of Rabbi Saul Zsolti. He was a Yid, an American Yid, lived in Chicago, called Yerachmiel Wexler. He lived in Chicago. So what was going on with this? This Rabbi Yerachmiel Wexler lived in Chicago, and there was a Mashulach Rabbi Saul used to come every year, long before the Medina, talking about the 1920s, used to come every year to America, I know every year, came very often to America, collecting for the Yishuv, and that's all, for the Alti Yishuv. And he came to Chicago and used to give drashas about Madaf Mechazitani Yishuv, whoever can come, should come to join the Yishuv, whoever, he used to give drashas. And this Rabbi Yerachmiel Wexler got very excited by the idea, and he wasn't a poor man, and he said he's going to investigate the possibility of transferring to Esau his business, whatever it was, and he's going to look into it. I'm talking about 1927, 1928. So this back in Adar Tofresh Pei Tes, 1929, this Yid, Mr. Wexler, went to Esau. He took his 15-year-old son, Yaakov Wexler, and took him to Esau. And they looked around, they went to Shlein, but there wasn't much, wasn't a lot to see, and there weren't millions of Eden from Eden to go to. But one of the places they ended up in Chevron Yeshiva. Chevron, 1929, Adar Tofresh Pei Tes. And there, Yaakov met a friend of his, someone he knew from America or something, didn't know better. I mean, there were a handful of American Bachurim at that time in Chevron Yeshiva. So they got talking, and he came to his father and said, yeah, can he stay? He wants to stay. So the father was very happy. Fine, sure, you can stay. You stay. That was in February 1929, Adar Tofresh Pei Tes. In Av Tofresh Pei Tes, July 1929, everyone knows the infamous pogrom in Chevron, which many, many Kedoshim, many Chevron Bochum, amongst them this Yaakov Wexler was also one of the Kedoshim. He was killed. So when this Rav Vilk, this Mashulach, who always used to go to Chicago, heard about it, this Mr. Wexler's son, he decided, I can't go to Chicago anymore. Can't go to Chicago because I was the one who made him all excited to go. What's he going to say to me? I can't look him in the face. So I persuaded him to speak, so he should go to Esau. I can't look him in the face. So he didn't go to Chicago. But he writes there, so Sean said, well, one day he was walking down in Manhattan somewhere, and he bumps into this Mr. Wexler from Chicago in the middle of Manhattan. He bumps into him, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Why don't you come to Chicago? What's the matter? You're broke us. We don't look after you nicely. Why don't you ever come to Chicago? So he said, to tell you the truth, first he didn't want to answer, obviously. He said, after what happened, I feel like I can't. He says, what do you mean? He said, what do you mean? If you know what I say to you? I say to you, agres in Yishikoyach. He said, pardon? He said, Yishikoyach. He said, why Yishikoyach? So he says, Mr. Wexler says to him, he says, the Rebbe Shem gave my son, Yaakov Wexler, 16 years to live. That's what happened. If he wouldn't have given more, he would live more. So if you'd have stayed in America, you'd been a Yankee boy, and he got knocked over by a bus, something would have happened to him, he would have come not well, it's fine. As though you came along, and you made him all excited about going, made us all excited about going to Esau, he went to heaven, he was nifta, ben teir, akidish Hashem, was ken zayn besser, agref nishikayach, was ken zayn besser, he nifta. That's what he said. So Reb Shalom said, by his hesped, Rav Shalom said by his hesped, this boy said that was his hesped. He said, "As nifter gavon, nifter gavon ben toya." He translated nifter gavon as a hech madrega, on a proper madrega. So there's a postscript to the story which is right there. Many years later, when the children of Rabbi Saul Zsolti were sitting shiva for their mother, she was nifter after he was, Rabbi Aliyah Zsolti. So they were on the fourth floor somewhere. As they heard on one last day of the shiva, a person came up the stairs and being swept up. An old man comes in, supported on both sides by two einiklach, and he comes in, he sits down, and they didn't know who it was. So he says to me, "You don't know who I am, but I want to ask you a question." So all these years I've wanted to ask this question, I've never been able to ask it. He says, "You had an uncle called Yaakov Wexler who was killed in the pogrom in Chevron." And he said, yes. He says, "You know why he stayed in Chevron?" They said, "No." He said, "Because I persuaded him. I was the Bacha, I persuaded him to stay." And all these years, I felt so bad. I wasn't the way, I was away for Shabbos, he was saying whatever, and nothing happened to him, and this is what happened to him. And I couldn't face your Zayda, Mr. Wexler, I couldn't face him afterwards. What did he say afterwards? He must have said, what did he say about me? This is shortly after Yenna Hespin. He says, "You know what he said? He would have said Yishikayach. So what we see from here is what it means, Sadiq ben Manasseh Yichir, that our human nature is, when something happens, you blame. You look to your portion blame. You blame this one, that one, your portion blame. But what we learn from here is, if we have internalized the Sfeinus HaEmunah, The fact that no one is justified doing anything, whatever, but what happens to a person is what happens, is what the Moshe wants to happen to a person. That's something, that's the Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh. Without the Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh, without feeling the Moshe is relevant to me, not just in Ashkofa, but in Lemaise, it would have been talking, then it missed the boat to the mitzvah. That's why the Torah stresses Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day when you felt the Yad Hashem, you felt the Chesed Yad, you've put into practice all the lessons which you learned. Put into practice all lessons that you learned in Mitzrayim, because now you're feeling that the Bnei Yisrael himself is become Abdei Hashem. That this is the Tetzor, this is the essence of the Mitzvah. Bnei Yisrael help Taka, we should be Zeicher to learn these things, Emunah, to bechazik yourself and Emunah, we should be Abdei Shenis, b'schus had Emunah, Yisrael, Megalim, and Tehiyah.